Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Eric Wood is with us live this morning. He'll be on the call with Chris Brown for the Bills-Dolphins game this Sunday in Orchard Park. Eric Wood, brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right. Happy Halloween, Eric. The Bills have a chance to further distance themselves in the AFC East with a win Sunday. In fact, they can clinch the division by week 11. How are you looking at the upcoming stretch?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for the Bills. Now, you have to take care of business. You get Miami coming in at home, and Miami understands the ramifications of this one. You're 3.5 games back in the division, so this becomes vital, especially with the Bills already winning down in Miami. So the Bills have likely a tough matchup again this week with Miami. They have Tua back. The offense for Miami, obviously, a lot more potent with Tua back in the lineup. Last week, they dropped a tough one to Arizona at home, but you'd assume with Tua being back for his second start since the injury, he'll likely be a little sharper this upcoming week.
Yeah, what do we expect out of Miami? I feel like they're such a tough team to read because even with Tua at the beginning, things weren't working out that well for the Dolphins. I mean, they kind of stumbled out of the gate. We saw that in our matchup with the Dolphins. Then you have a whole period of time without their starting quarterback. Now he's back. You assume they're going to try things a little bit differently than where they started. So even, you know, if we are talking this late into the season, I feel like it's a team that might be hard to get tape on.
It is, because, you know, really they had the one game against Jacksonville to start the season and fortunate to get out of there with a win. They really benefited from a late fumble by Jacksonville to even have a shot to win that game. And then week two, Tua gets hurt, and really bad quarterback play for them throughout that time with two out of the lineup. So you're right, it is difficult to kind of know what you're expecting here with this Dolphins team just playing a majority of the season without their starting quarterback. And so, the Bills, have enough tape on this Mike McDaniel offense with two at the quarterback. And so they'll go back to a lot of that film when they're studying it, because I don't know how pertinent much of the tape that you watch without two in the lineup truly is.
You know, then you look at the Bills, and I mean, the injury report, it's probably the least concerning it's been in some time. Terrell Bernard and Amari Cooper were limited at practice, but the team is otherwise pretty healthy. I mean, do you think everyone will be good to go on Sunday?
It's trending in that direction, and, you know, you're fortunate you go across the country and take care of business against Seattle and get out of the game without any major injuries. So, obviously, as physical as football is, there's going to be nicks and whatnot. And we saw that with Amari Cooper having a wrist pop up on the injury report this week following the game. But to get out of there without any injuries at this stage of the season, to be in the spot that they're in, is fortunate.
Travel to Seattle and then all the way back here to Buffalo. Does that take anything out of a team?
Yeah, it can. On a regular week, you know, it's not too bad. You know, they arrived in Buffalo probably 2 a.m.-ish, so maybe not your best night of sleep. Hopefully catch some sleep on the plane and then get back. And, you know, Sean McDermott, I'm sure, gave them a later morning come Monday to get back to work. And so it could take a little bit out of you as far as maybe not getting the night of sleep that you want right after the game, but you should be fully caught up, you know, by the time Sunday rolls around this week.
Hey, you know, Eric, what do you think of the improvement we've seen in Keon Coleman? I mean, as a rookie, there's a lot of pressure on him, and Josh clearly wants to rely on him, doesn't he?
He does, and that was evident. First time they get to the red zone, he gives them two opportunities to catch a touchdown, and he comes down with the second one. Both were against Reek Woolen, who's one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. And so Keon has shown growth throughout the season, and that's what you hope and expect for a rookie. I think he'll also continue to benefit from just another big-time receiver. When they bring in Amari Cooper, there's just going to be a natural amount of attention that the defense has to show him. Well, then that benefits a Keon Coleman and a Khalil Shakir, who had went for over 100 yards last week. And so even though Amari Cooper only had one catch in the game last week, I believe the benefit that he brings to that wide receiver group can be felt other than just the catches and the yards and touchdowns that he produces.
When you talk about Coleman, I hate to say expect, but the insane touchdown catch that he had in Seattle, those are kind of the catches that you feel like you might have gotten out of him when you draft him, right? We heard so much about contested catches. What I don't think a lot of people expected were these big runs after the catch, which have been incredible to watch. And was I just missing something, or is that kind of like a new part of his game that he's found here?
Well, in college, they used him as a punt returner at times. So, obviously, had that ability to make plays with the ball in his hands. A lot of the highlights that you see were, you know, contested catches, using his 6'4" frame to go up over a guy. But he showed that ability in college, and, you know, we're now seeing it here. I think back to 2 weeks ago where he caught that slant at the end of the game and took it for 54 yards, I believe it was. And so he's showing that ability to run after the catch, and then he's earning a lot of respect in the locker room, I could tell you, by the way he blocks. And there was a few highlight blocks in the Seattle game, the one where he drove the guy all the way to the benches, and then there was another clip where he came off the ball and put the corner straight on his backside. And so he's earning some respect in the locker room as well with his blocking, which is cool to see. And to me, it just seems like he's playing with a different level of confidence these last few weeks. And I believe part of that's just understanding the game. And as a rookie, you get out there for those first couple games and it feels like the game is so fast. And then over time, it'll slow down. And it seems like already, you know, that light bulb's on for him and he's playing with a lot of confidence and the game's starting to slow down.
All right. Hey, well, Eric, we'll be listening to you and Chris Brown on Sunday. Thanks for the time.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.